He's been called the master of assessments.
In this world that we're in, so many people feel they're not going anywhere.
Making sense of the problems that affect you and showing you the reality and solutions of how to solve them.
There are times you need to make some changes. Join a different club, do a different thing, go to a different church. Call it whatever you will. Take a class. Seek things that advance your dreams and things that you want to do.
He's Dr. John Braccio of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing.
There's only one time around, and there may be some people that we could really connect with and make a tremendous friendship with and become another us, another person. And we just have to be willing to reach out.
And when he's not at the office helping patients, he's on 1320 WILS.
It's 7:10, 62 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, and you can also find him at drjohnb.com. It's time for Speaking Psychologically on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, I'm in a great mood today. Going to be a beautiful day. Just a good day to be alive, and look for any balls of life that are going to be thrown at you to bat away and have a good day.
Let's talk about worker negativity. We all come into that at one point or another someplace in the workplace. What's your take on this?
I think that, yes, you're right. There's always going to be negativity in the workplace. There are always going to be people that take a negative view on work. Those are kind of given. You're going to have some of that. I think a situation that makes more of this now for people that might not just be negative as a tendency, if you will, is the fact that we are at a time of high unemployment, underemployment, and job uncertainty. And this leads to people worrying and having concerns. What's going to happen? How long will I have this job? Can I buy a house? Can I even keep paying on the house I have? Can I take care of my children? Can you take a vacation? These are a lot of the things that I hear in my work, people that are just having a lot of concerns. And this leads to a type of negativity, can lead to depression, can lead to high anxiety. So it can be a very difficult period, and is right now for a number of people in our community, Tony.
How much does people stuff, especially in their personal life or outside of work, pour over into their work?
Well, I think outside of life it very much enters into work. Work is a major component of a person's life, and if a person is unhappy in marriage, is unhappy in relationships, does not feel they have friends, does not feel they're going anywhere, that life is kind of bypassing them, then this certainly can lead to unhappiness and a person showing that in the workplace, regardless, I might add, in a case like that, of how positive the workplace is and the team camaraderie. If you're unhappy and you're going through a difficult time, sometimes nothing can look positive, Tony. So, yeah, the outside of your life can certainly impact on what goes on in work, which is a major component of most people's lives.
What can an employer do to correct this challenge?
I think one thing they have to do is listen to employees. They have to be fair. They have to also be modeling the types of behaviors and attitudes that they would like employees to be showing. They have a need to really build team morale. They need to develop a vision. They need to inspire staff to go with it. I mean, you need to have people on team, on board, with this goal. What's to be accomplished, and how does the person fit in? And you want the people to feel important. You want them to feel that they're an integral part of what is going on, not just rules and regs and changes and jobs coming down. It's a matter of teamwork, and you'll find good administrators, good managers, good bosses are able to work with a team, pull people together, bring their best resources together, all as a team with a vision, whether it's selling a widget, whether it is making a community happier, more effective, it's running a golf course, if it's selling, whatever it might be, any project, anything you have that you're a leader, a manager, it's getting people to buy into what you want to do, what the goal is, and give them the tools and the desire, and you encourage them, you move forward, and that leads to success.
It takes some thought and some planning, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Well, planning and thought are always very key, and you're going to find whether you're, whatever you're doing in life, whether you're the worker, whether you're the manager, whether you're the planner, whether you're the financial person, you have to sit down, you have to plan, you need a business plan, you need a life plan, you need a work plan. Plan is really a critical aspect of being successful and being happy in any aspect of your life, particularly work. You have to say, where am I? Where am I going to be in 6 months? Where am I going to be in a year? Where do I want to be? What's my educational level? All these things run together for making an effective person, and particularly in a time of uncertainty, a person needs to be planning and thinking of the future, looking at education, just looking at where am I going, what is the plan, and deal with all the options that can potentially come.
All right, final question for you. What can we do if we find ourselves in a funk at work?
I think if we find ourselves in a funk at work, it's time to call a timeout in our own mind and look around, see exactly what is happening. If we are a manager, I think we need to look at our skill sets. We need to take a look at what is the goal, the vision of what we're doing, and try to meet with staff, meet with people, and try to get the excitement back. If you're an employee and you feel you're going nowhere, just on a treadmill, the world's kind of passing you by, you need to see what options might be there. What are the options there? And if there aren't any, and there are situations like that, then you have to really start taking a look at what are your educational choices? What are your choices in life? What can you do? What can you learn? What can you do to make yourself happier, more successful, and make the people around you happier and more successful? It's the words you threw out before. It's planning, being realistic, short-term goals, long-term goals. Like, these are really full-day seminar topics that we're that we're talking about here, Tony. But that is, that's the key. What, where am I? Where do I want to go? What can I do? And move forward, and that's what makes for a successful life.
We've been speaking psychologically with Dr. John Braccio, who's the director of the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Go to his website at drjohnb.com. That's drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, enjoy your day.
Tony, always a pleasure, my friend.